Hello, hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
What's up? What's
What's going on? What's going on? Like Marvin Gaye say, what's going on?
Okay, let's talk about it, y'all. So, you know, today's Wednesday, of course.
Today is Wednesday, and we're back again. Holy
back
Water and Hellfire.
Again. Yes. So what are we going to be talking about?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Not this week. No.
So we ain't talking about sex.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's next time.
That's next time. Well, wait a minute.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about the reason that we have this podcast and the reason that we decided to do this.
Well, let that be the reason. Well, what's the reason?
Okay. So the reason is there are topics that people don't want to discuss. Very sensitive topics.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of those.
A lot. It may be uncomfortable at times. We may say something that people don't approve of.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of that.
Right.
A lot of touchy, touchy, touchy conversations.
Yes. So, you know, in our private time as friends, as sisters, we do a lot of talking.
We do.
And I think that a lot of people are dealing with the same issues or are faced with some of the issues that we've gone through and experienced, as well as some of our constituents.
Yes, yes, you're right. So a lot of us have, and I know I have, and I know a lot of these conversations may be very uncomfortable for myself. However, I do want to collaborate with you people out there, my girlfriends and guy friends, so we can discuss some of these issues and you can give me some of your tips or
right.
ideas
feedback.
Or feedback,
yeah,
or
we want to hear from
comments,
you.
Concerns.
Yeah. Right.
I'm open to it.
Right. So with that being said, we're just going to dive right in. But I do want to put a little note out there that this conversation, you know, we probably want to get your kids and not have them listening to this because there may be some things. But we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about masturbation. We're going to talk about
orgasm.
Money. We're going to talk about
all flesh, no cash.
Yeah, side chicks,
unhappy
side marriages,
guys,
relationships.
Some sugar, yeah, money,
all of that.
Broke,
yeah.
Being broke, it's okay to be broke, but it ain't okay to stay broke.
No, it's not.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, and so one of the issues that we've experienced is that a lot of people are on social media faking and fronting. And so that's the subject too.
Faking and shaking.
Yeah, faking and shaking.
They are not like the likes that they get. They are not like the likes.
Yeah, they're not. So
social savvy, but in real life, they are so not that at all.
Right, and a lot of women are falling apart with every hair in place.
Your
wig is cute, girl.
Your wig is cute, but your heart is broken.
Exactly. You know, a lot of damage. Also, you church folks out there, hey my saved real people, my not my religious folks, but my spiritual people. Y'all feel me, right?
Yeah.
But your church folks probably want to cut this off right now. You know, you may not like this one. So
I think the church folks need to keep it on, though. The church folks are just as real as we are. I know they have their ways and some things they really don't want to hear or face.
Right.
But we are all going through the same thing.
We are. And at the end of the day, me being involved in ministry, I get questions and people come to me after service. There are things you can't say to your pastor. There are things you can't say to your first lady.
But aren't
you
they know? Human?
They are human. But here's an example. Can I give an example?
Yes, give an example.
Okay. So if I have a pastor and I'm a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my pastor is a male.
Okay.
He might be single. Let's just say.
Right.
And I want to ask him, is it okay that my husband masturbates before he and I engage in sex?
Oh, no, Sister Holy Water. You cannot ask him that. Oh, no. Oh, no, Sister Holy Water. Not the pastor.
Are you crazy, girl? So, you know. That's what, those are some
that's
issues.
How they feel.
Yes. Oh, girl, no, you just got to go down in prayer. You got to be consecrated. You need to go on a fast.
Is it okay? Is it a sin to suck his penis?
Well, okay.
I'm saying my husband. Like,
you want to,
do religious people have sex?
Well, religious, yeah, they do. They have sex.
In the church?
Not in the church.
But the
but
people
they have
that,
sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Where you think baby Christians come from?
The religious people.
So, yeah, sex is, but sex is a beautiful thing. God created that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's uncomfortable to talk about it in a church setting. So people rather talk to you in private, call you to the side, right, that kind of stuff. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, so I definitely get it. So what you're saying is the religious people do not want to discuss these issues openly.
Not openly.
Okay.
Or it may feel uncomfortable for me being a woman going to a man asking him those questions.
Right.
You know, and vice versa. So I think that, if we talk about it openly and discuss some of the things that we've experienced, or we've done some research, y'all. We've done a lot of research with different people about topics, and these are topics that they want to hear. Mm-hmm. So, hey, y'all, that's what we're here for.
Yep, you're right. These are topics that people want to hear. These are topics that people need to hear and need to discuss.
Right.
Because they're having issues just like we are.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we all are human beings. We all go through the same thing. We all have the same experiences.
Right.
Most of us have sex, so we want to talk about sex. I know.
I think everybody having sex.
I think so too.
Not when you say most, like
everybody
has sex.
Yeah.
So one of the touchy subjects we want to talk about, because we did talk about the men, we have our good black men.
Yeah, we have our
last
good black
episode.
But shout out to all my good black men.
Hello. But this week we want to talk about unhealthy relationships.
Mm.
Let's talk about unhealthy relationships. Bitter black women.
Oh yeah, because we have that disclaimer on us.
Yeah, we have
bitter,
that on
yeah,
us.
And I don't think every black woman is bitter. I mean, there's some bitter white women. I mean, I think women, all women can be bitter.
They're
if
bitter,
you bring them, yeah.
Bitter people, period.
Right.
Yeah. But one of the things that we do have that on us is, to say that we're black bitter women. I think that black women are broken.
We are very broken.
I think we're broken, and I think our brokenness it's deep. It comes from things that happened to us in our childhood that we were not able to deal with because we were told what happened here, stay here, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Don't you tell nobody. You just got to get up, put a smile on your face, you know, and keep it moving.
Right.
You know.
And we didn't know how to deal with it either. Yeah. Our parents didn't know how to deal with it, so they taught us what they thought we should do, which was, don't tell my business. What goes on in this house stays in this house.
Right. And at the end of the day, that's just so not right. I think that what goes on in your house needs to be told to some people.
I think we needed therapy.
We needed therapy.
Back then.
Yeah, check it. Because, 7 out of 10 black women have been molested even in the home.
I know.
Close family member. And when you've got to sit around the table every holiday looking
with
at
the
that person.
Yes.
That's
devastating.
That's devastating. Yeah.
Do you just block it out? I mean, I don't know. I've never experienced it. So, but from what I've heard from, different people who have, they just block it out as if it's just like never existed. You try to forget it.
Yeah, you block it. And with the blocking, though, you don't actually get your complete healing. So blocking, of course, you can block it and pretend like it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But are you whole? Are you healed?
Mm-hmm.
Are you over it? You know what I mean? So that's where where people come up with all this, oh, black women are bitter. No, we've had to endure so many things. And on the flip note to that, I think that even in our relationships, we experience things and we're told, girl, what happened in your house, stay in your house. Whatever's going on with you and your husband, don't tell nobody about it. You deal with it.
Right.
And I just think that's just not right. I don't agree. I don't agree with that.
I completely don't agree because at the same time, not only are we told, just deal with it. That's your husband. Y'all need to stay together. Don't leave him. Be with him. Why do we endure those things? Like, why do I have to, just because he's my husband at that time, why do I have to deal with the mistreating, the mental and physical abuse?
Because it's abuse, period. Whether it's mental, physical, or verbal, it's abuse. So you're telling me that because he's my husband, just stay there and be abused.
Right.
And that's what we've been taught.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm going to do.
Right. And so I know that we really want y'all to know that we have a good time here. We laugh, we try to make this really soft, but we're going to have some events where we have everyone come out, do the unveiling. We're going to sit and talk about these things. We want to share our testimonies on a more personal note.
Right.
Maybe one-on-one or in a small personal setting.
Right. We're going to have the Holy Water here by Can We Talk?
Yes, we are.
So coming soon.
Stay
to a city near you.
Yes, we're going to have all that information for you guys. And listen, I'm excited about our website that's going to be coming up.
Yes! stay in tune, everybody. Our website will be coming soon
for
you guys to check out.
Yes.
And we would love for you to go on and sign on with your email address and everything, your contact information.
Yes, so we can stay connected.
Yes, yes, yes. And I know you said we're going to talk about relationships, but we also need to talk about we talked about good men, but we also want to talk about good relationships too. Because there are some.
Yes, that's
a few, but it's some.
Some good relationships.
So, you know, we're not just talking about everything bad or sad. There are great relationships. I love Black Love. I'm a fan of it. I think I had it once myself.
And there's nothing, like you said, there's nothing like Black Love. I'm with it. I love it. So we are not bitter.
We're not bitter.
You know, we have experiences, and these are things we talk about. Right. And we're like, hey.
On an everyday basis.
Yeah, every day. This is how we talk.
But what we need to realize as women, though, before we can actually fall in love with someone and have a happy and healthy relationship, we need to love ourselves.
Yes.
And I think that's something very, very important that we need to discuss.
Yes. I actually had this conversation, and we don't call names. But I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and she made a comment, and I'm sure she's going to be listening, and she's not going to mind me sharing this. She said to me, I feel so incomplete without a husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so my thing was, why do you feel incomplete without a man, without a husband? Is that supposed to complete you?
Right.
And then I did share with her that if you feel incomplete without a man, you will still be incomplete with a man.
Yes.
Because a man doesn't complete you.
You have to complete yourself.
You do. And that comes from within. And I do know we all have unhealthy relationships. Because we don't know, with the struggles that we have, the abuse, and don't do this. So we were taught wrong in a lot of instances.
Mm-hmm. We were taught wrong. So that we just took that baggage and brought it on with us in our adult life. And so that's the only way we know how to deal with things. But that's so sad that you mentioned that she's, you know, does not feel complete without a man. Right. I mean, as a woman, I think you, like I just said, we need to love ourselves and complete ourselves. So when we get a man, then it becomes a whole completion.
Yeah.
He doesn't complete us, but he definitely adds to my completion.
Right, right. It takes two whole people to become one.
Right.
And
half and a half.
Right. And in marriage, you know, and of course, for all my spiritual people, two people marry to become one. And you wonder why you never get to that one, because
you're not a whole.
You know, you're going in the relationship as a half. Or you're going in for the money.
Well, what's wrong with going in for the money?
Well, you know.
I need a little money too now.
Yeah, we need a little money. And you know what? Marriage is part relationship and then part business. You know what I mean? And then there are people that don't believe that. But if that's how you think, then your marriage won't last, because it is part.
I agree.
I definitely agree
it's part business.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to marry a man with a 2 credit score.
No, you don't. Because we need credit to get things that we need.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think we talked one night about, we do job interviews for everything in this world. We do an interview. They have to check your credit before you buy something.
Background checks for everything.
Background check. Before you can go, you know, you gotta have physicals.
Yeah.
Even the kids in school to play sports.
Right.
They want to check you out. So what's wrong with checking out the man?
Yeah, and I think
the woman,
right. I think in a relationship you should do background checks on each other.
Yeah.
I think that should be a requirement.
That should be the first thing you do.
Background check and HIV test.
HIV test. First time with me. Hello, what's your name? Holy water. Can you take this test?
What's your social security number? Yeah, let me swab your mouth. Okay, let me get your background check. Those are things we don't think about.
And then when we get into these relationships and we figure out, oh my God, he ain't got no money.
He ain't got no credit.
No car.
No job.
So we're devastated. And let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. We are not dogging our men. But let me just say this, ladies. When y'all come around talking about these men and what they don't have, it is your responsibility to figure all that out.
And to find out exactly what you need out of a man.
That is your responsibility. So if you don't do that, don't go telling everybody, oh, he was this and he was that. Because you have the opportunity to fix that. Okay.
Right. That's your problem. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't do your due diligence. And so that's the problem. So ladies, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, we're not only just, like she said, male bashing. We're talking about women too. It's a lot of women out there that do not have their things or shit together either. They have bad credit. They have no job. They own the system. So this is just not about men. This is about people in general. And like we were discussing, we're going to talk about a lot of other things. We're going to talk about be addicted to yourself. We're also going to talk about
So yeah, at the end of the day, I think it's our responsibility, men and women alike, to just kind of do the background checks. Do your due diligence. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And for some reason, Hellfire, I believe social media has people running to get married.
You think so?
It is. You know what? Or maybe we're just exposed to so much. But every week, someone on my timeline, he proposed to me. Yeah. I say yes. And they show off the ring.
But are they really as happy as they post to be?
Post.
P-O-S-T. Post to be. So, are they really?
I'm not sure. I don't know. And I hope they are. I hope so. But it's a lot of that. And, you know, it's the ring. And I think a lot of people are in love with the ceremony.
Yeah. They're in love with the whole idea of being married.
The idea of being married.
But really, in my opinion, being married is more of a responsibility and not a event.
It is a responsibility. And then I want to talk about myself a little bit real quick. And I want to be very careful because we don't want to talk about anybody's names or talk about our significant others in a way where they feel uncomfortable. But I was that person that did not grow up wanting to be married. Marriage was not on my things, on my list of things to do. And I think the reason that it wasn't on my list, number one, the only successful marriage I was able to see was my grandmother and my grandfather. And that was so profound for me to witness that. And now being an adult woman, I understand that there were some things that transpired in the marriage, you know, because it's work.
Right.
But as a young girl, I didn't know that.
Right.
You know, and my grandmother, my grandfather are the perfect couple.
At least that's what you saw.
What I saw. And so, but then I would see other relationships and I just never wanted that. I try to be careful because we'll go off a little bit, but I'm going to share, I share this openly about some of the abuse that I experienced growing up. So when you have been sexually abused as a young girl, my first thing was to just get away.
Get away?
Get
away in like which sense of get away? Like
I wanted to escape my reality.
Mentally and physically.
Yes, both. So, and being from a small town, population 2,000 people.
That's very small.
Yeah, I knew that it had to be something outside of that. Now, I love where I'm from. You know, I've grown, I've matured, I've delivered, I've forgiven, and I'm whole and complete. But at the end of the day, I kind of did a lot of other things before actually getting into marriage. And that's something we'll talk about later, too. Because I do want to talk about, we're going to talk about homosexuality as something I talk openly about. I don't like calling it homosexuality. I don't want to offend anyone. But I did have an experience with women.
Okay, you did.
Most of my young
adult, most of or just a portion of
well a portion of okay. my adult life so but yeah, so with that being said, oh no, I didn't want a husband, and I waited actually till I was 45 because I wanted the salon and, you know, the dreams of being a hairstylist and let me go get this and make all my dreams come true, you know. And so I just didn't chase that.
You didn't?
That wasn't my dream.
And me personally, I never had to be married either, but I did come from a two-parent home.
Yeah.
A mother and a father, which was my stepmother, who her and my dad, they've been married since I was six. So most of all my life. So I did see what was a successful marriage. And as of today, at this very moment, as we're sitting here, they're still together.
Yay.
I want to say 43 years, 44 years, which is awesome and amazing today anyway.
Right.
But with that being said, I still didn't have to be married. You know, marriage wasn't something on the forefront of my list either. I really wanted to play around, have fun. I wanted to be a player.
Go ahead, have fun. Yeah.
I wanted to be a player, honey. Hey. I wanted all the boyfriends, honey. I didn't want a husband.
Right, right.
I wanted to do me, yeah. And I wanted to do me very well.
Uh-huh.
And so, my sister ended up getting married before me, my younger sister.
Mine did too. Oh, my sister, yeah.
See, and that was great. She's still married.
Shout out, sis.
Shout out, sis.
Love you.
Great marriage.
She has a wonderful marriage.
She
yes.
does a wonderful
my
marriage,
sister.
A wonderful husband. Shout
out.
Does
yes,
too. And that's
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. So I did get married. Like you said, you were 45. I think I was 30 something.
Something.
32. And I got married, and I was married for 14 years.
Slim
and
I'm
cute in the face.
Cute in the face.
Cute in the face and slim in the waist.
Yes,
cute and married.
Okay.
So I got married, and I'm going to say this. I had a great marriage.
Yeah.
It was great. It was awesome and amazing. But at the end of the day, we outgrew each other. And I think that's just life, and it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing he did, nothing I did. It just happens.
Right.
But as of today, we're still friends.
Y'all are friends. See, y'all
we're
have
friends.
A son.
We're co-parenting.
Y'all co-parent. I see y'all co-parenting. That's
and,
great.
You know, it's all good. It's all gravy, baby, like they say.
It's
you know?
All gravy.
It's all gravy.
Yeah.
So,
but we really want, y'all, we're transparent, and we're going to share so much about ourselves, at least what we can share, without hurting other people or without calling someone out, because this is not what it's about. That's not what Holy Water and Hellfire is for. We stand... for empowerment, encouragement,
mm-hmm.
enlightenment, and unveiling. And I think if you can sit and talk about these things,
if you
can listen to us, and I want to say, this is one of the things I thought about too.
Oh, what?
We want to try to help, if we can get them to get a tablet.
Okay.
Okay. Our listeners.
Right.
Get a tablet.
And they can get our journals.
They can get our journals.
Well,
it'll be on our website.
It'll be on our website.
And you can journal and write things down.
Right.
Write it down. The thing you can't tell someone else, write it in your journal. Things you have been wanting to say to someone, you know, because it was hard for me and my mother, who
mm-hmm.
I love dearly,
mm-hmm.
it was hard for me, and even 35, to have a conversation about something that happened to me because
mm-hmm.
I thought she would be, no, that didn't happen,
right.
or not, I
right.
won't hear it.
Right.
But she really embraced me, and it was hard. It was hard, and I thank her for embracing me. And it changed the dynamic of our relationship.
Right.
But there are some women out there who can't talk to their mothers. Can't talk to their father.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anyone to talk to. Or they feel they don't.
They feel they don't.
You know, and we just want them to know. We're here. You can talk to us. Write it in your journal.
Right.
And when you see us at our events, let's talk about
Let's talk about it. Can we talk?
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. Let's be clear. Let's be transparent. And piggyback on what you said as far as talking to your mom, I felt like that. I couldn't talk to my dad. My dad and I, we were really close. It's not that he did anything, because he was always there for me to talk to.
Right.
But I think within myself, I didn't know how to approach the conversation.
Yeah.
I wasn't mentally mature enough to understand, like, how should I approach this, or where I start, or what should I say about, you know, our relationship, and it really not about our relationship with my mom. My mom and my dad wasn't together. The marriage that I was talking about was with my stepmother. So I had issues. I had mommy issues.
Yeah.
Where most girls have daddy issues.
And you know what? We'll talk about that too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to be able to share that and talk to people who have mommy issues. Because
mm-hmm.
we always talk about daddy
mm-hmm.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something we need to tackle.
Yeah.
Mommy issues. Because a lot
I
of
still
women
have mommy issues, to
you
be
do?
Honest
yeah.
with you. Yeah,
yeah,
I do. I do. Because I didn't know how to be a mom. You
right.
know, being a mom was something I had to learn for myself. And also, shout out to my stepmother. She was a great mom. I love her to death. And everything that I know today, I am because of who she made
yes,
me be. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what she showed me and what I learned in the streets.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the
we're
streets.
We're going to talk about the streets because, honey, I came out the streets,
right.
honey.
We are.
We was at about them streets.
About the streets taught me.
The street,
you know?
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's something that a lot of, I think most boss chicks now, successful women, was about that life.
Taught in the streets.
In the
streets taught me.
Yeah.
That's a book.
Yeah, now
the streets taught me.
Look, don't give it up. You know, the people up there listening to us.
Yeah,
the
streets taught me.
The streets taught me. Well, and the streets have taught a lot of us.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the foundation of Black families too.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we had those issues, and that's why we have some of the what people call, or the church folks call, generational curses. I don't want to just correct nobody, but there's a lot of things that have been handed down from our ancestors
right.
and people, you know,
right.
and we've never dealt with it. So a lot of us have gone through.
So now it's time to break those traditional traits.
Right. It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. We need to talk about it. You know, we don't want to get anyone in trouble. Like the people that went and filed charges on Bill Cosby. Lord Jesus, 30 years. I mean, I don't know. That's so sensitive. But I do know that being a survivor of molestation, when you get to a certain point, you don't want to hurt them anymore. You just want to heal.
But don't you think if he did the crime, he need to do the time?
If he did the crime, he need to do the time. But for
whether it's 30 years or 50 years, but for you?
But for me, if let's just say if he was just Joe Blow, and he had no money, do you think that it would have gone as far as
Hell no.
Okay.
It wouldn't be worth it.
There's no price I can put on that part of me that was taken from me as a kid.
I do kind of feel sorry for Joe Blow, but I do feel sorry. I do sympathize with those women because I am a woman first, and I know you can relate.
And I'm a survivor. Yeah. You know, and so those are things. So we want to talk about that a little bit too. But at the end of the day, I think Hellfire and I both have a lot of things in common. I know we do. We have a lot of things in common and different things. You know, that's why it's going to be controversial, you know, versatile topics.
We have a lot of things in common and not so in common.
Yes.
We have different point of views on different, a lot of things, you know. Yeah. And not only that, we're going to talk about friendships, female friendships. That's something that I think we really need to discuss too, because a lot of us do not know how to be friends. Everybody's definition of friendship is different according to their experiences. We want to know, as women, you know, what do you value in a friendship? What do you feel a friendship is?
Right.
When do you feel like a friendship needs to end?
Because some of them need to end.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
That's an expiration date on everything. And speaking of that, sis, you know what? I was thinking, why don't marriages have expiration dates?
Yeah, you know, like we said, I think we should sign leases on marriages.
They need to have a lease.
Lease on marriages and friendships.
Yeah. So what do you think about a marriage? If you feel like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Because I say this like this. I know, you know, church folks, y'all go to bed. But what I'm trying to say is
church folks, tell your ass. They need to hear this.
What I'm trying to say is, a man and a woman can get married.
Okay.
And it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And she can walk away with all his stuff.
Everything.
I don't think it's fair.
It's not fair.
I don't think it's fair that a woman can, because she could be plotting the whole time to marry this man, stay with him 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever your state requires, and then you divorce him and take half of his stuff.
But it's not fair, but I do think it's fair if he the one that's messing up now.
If he messed up, but he didn't build the empire. She didn't build the empire. She just came in.
She did just
she
came
just
in.
She just slid on it. Yeah. So,
she
you know,
just slid on it. But if he's the one that ended up messing up,
yeah,
I think she deserves it.
I think she deserves a certain amount. But I don't
but
think
not
she
needs everything.
To take everything.
Yeah, I don't believe
so
in that.
I think you need to be able to be married at least 5 years, a 10 year, 15 year.
Maybe 10.
10.
I'm saying before you can get everything.
Well, it's already like that.
Oh, okay.
It's 10 years now, but I think that it needs to say this. I'm going to marry you for 5 years, and when we divorce, this is what you get.
Amount.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is what you
get. And then 10 years, you get this.
And in 10 years, you get this. And I know that there are prenups out there, and not everybody does prenups, and people feel like, oh, I don't have enough for a prenup, but honey, let me tell you something. I have prenups.
You have prenups.
I have prenups.
So, I do believe in
you
prenups.
You better believe
I
in
believe
it.
In prenups.
Yeah.
Even if it's just goddamn me, you can't get my red bottoms on.
On my couch, on my TV.
Yes, I'm a prenup every damn thing.
I'm a prenup everything.
Okay, prenup my refrigerator.
My puppy.
And because it's mine.
I don't want to leave with my TVs and everything. I just don't think it's fair.
Girl, speaking of that, girl, I used to date this guy. Girl, he got mad because I told him I didn't want him no more. Speaking of prenups, we weren't married though. But honey, he got mad and took the silverware. Girl. He was in the kitchen taking forks and knives. I was like, you can have that shit.
Oh my God.
Girl, he was mad. Pictures out the wall, the spoons, the cups. I'm like, are you really going to take the silverware?
The silverware? I mean, what is it that you
want? It was my silverware too. I bought that shit.
It should be certain things that you can take. Like, why do you want the bed that we slept in?
Why? But as a man, just take your shit and go. Don't even take nothing. Just a real man.
He just gonna leave.
He just gonna take Everything he came with him leave.
And everything. But you know what? And speaking of that, y'all, men are marrying to come up.
Oh, yeah. They are coming up.
Now, women, hey, we know they married to come up. They've been doing it since 1919.
Since
you know what I mean? But that is not so abnormal. Yeah. But what is abnormal is men are marrying up.
The roles have reversed.
It has. Yeah. And so, and
they're leveling up.
Leveling all the way up, honey. They spotting them out on Instagram. And, baby, it's easy to get them.
They
put it all out there. Social media. That's why I stopped posting all my stuff.
Yeah, you would get it. I ain't telling nothing because you ain't going to just, oh, goddamn me, stop me out.
Stop me out.
DM you saw the car I drove.
DM
yes,
me. And then you driving my car around. Come on now.
Driving me around. And then late picking me up from work.
Ooh. Now, what was that movie, girl?
What movie?
It was a movie where she was Baby Boy.
Baby
girl, bro. To Taraji,
she was waiting
girl.
On him,
waiting on her
in her car
to be picked up.
To be picked up.
Now you know I what? Let's just say, okay, listen. Let's just be real, y'all. Mm-hmm. I know right now it's a shortage of men, y'all, ladies. But let me just tell y'all something. Red flags.
Red flag is red.
Let's talk about the red flags.
Let's talk about red flags.
And men, there are some red flags for y'all too.
Yeah, it's a lot of red flags for men and women.
It's a lot, but ladies. Here it is.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Okay.
So here it is. It's this simple. If he don't have nowhere to live.
Nowhere to live.
If he doesn't have his own car.
No car to drive.
His credit messed up.
Credit score, what?
Four. And, you know, he might. And
money in the bank.
No money in the bank. Nothing.
No couch.
Nothing. And the last time he was in a relationship, he lived with her. Honey, let me tell you something. Run for your life.
Run far as run.
Run. Because that is not a husband, honey.
That's, dependent.
That's a dependent. And you will become a husband.
Yeah, you'll become a husband. That's another topic. I'm glad you said that. It's a lot of us who are husbands.
Husbands. And we're not talking about gay. We already know that in gay relationships, women are going to be husbands. Bump that. We're talking about in heterosexual relationships where a husband is supposed to be the husband, but the wife has become the husband.
Exactly. Because she's taking care of all the responsibilities that the husband should be taking care of.
Now, that's sad.
That's very sad. But you know, like you just said, that's what's going on right now. There are so many husbands.
There is. You know what? Yeah. I didn't experience that until I moved to the city. I didn't see that. No, that don't happen in the country.
Ooh, I need a country man.
Yes, you do.
Girl, let's go to the country.
Okay, girl.
Come on, let's go.
So we're going to the country. But you know, I'm not from here, and I don't get it. I don't get it. Women taking care of their men. Now let's just be clear. If you have been married to your husband and he falls on hard times, then by all means support your man. If he's had your back for 5 years and he gets into a, you know, support your man. But honey, if he get fired from every job, he worked 2 weeks and fired and home on the couch. On social media all day.
Yeah, no, if work smoking, don't like him and he don't like work, it's a damn problem.
That's a problem.
Right.
So, you know, but ladies.
But how long so my question is to you is that, you know, you said support your man if he loses his job or whatever. Yeah, I understand all that.
A year.
Okay, that was my question. How long should I support?
6 months to a year.
6 months to a year. 12 months max.
Max. I think that's long enough.
Okay.
Because if you go past that, honey, you don't like him no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, because you have mindset. To be stimulated. You know, husband, you know, men have to stimulate women. We're different. So things start going crazy if he's sitting around all day.
Women come just as big as a man's bank account.
Okay.
And when I say come, I'm saying C-U-M, not C-O-M.
Oh, okay, got it.
So, I mean, hey, the happier you are financially, the happier you are sexually. You know, he gets it more. So, I get it. You're right. Well, I ain't had that problem. My husband, he was very supportive financially. Yeah. You know, I can't complain about that. But at the end of the day, do you think, let me ask you this. Should we go half on the bills? Because I don't go half on the sleep.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in going half on the bills. And not, and you know, I don't know.
Will you go half on the bills, though?
Yeah.
But you don't believe, you prefer not to.
I prefer not.
I prefer not to.
Because I say date on your level and marry on your level. That's why you have to be equally yoked. And you can't pretend like you're on the level, because, honey, it's going to surface.
Yeah.
But I'd say date on your level. You have to be equally yoked with your partner. And that way, you know, if you're accustomed to a certain lifestyle and he comes in, then he needs to be able to take care of that lifestyle. Because 1 + 1 = 2,
not -1.
Okay.
So, you know, hey,
I mean, and that's
got married to grow.
Right. And I think most people should. I mean, for what other reason are you marrying?
Cause no other.
Because, I mean, you know, we're not laying around having sex.
But a lot of us, like you said, a lot of us, we get married
just to say I'm married.
To be complete.
To be complete.
To feel that,
or to be able to post it and say, hey, I'm married too.
Look at us.
Because looks like everybody is married and I'm older and I haven't been married yet. And
who made the rules anyway? You don't have to be married.
Right.
Marry yourself.
Right, first.
Matter of fact, you know what? I think I may have a ceremony for myself.
Girl, I'm going to plan it.
Plan it for me. I need to marry. I'm going to marry me.
That's it.
First.
And I'm going to do the wedding.
And then we're going to marry you.
We're going to marry you. And every woman needs to first marry herself. Yeah, we're going to
marry yourself. Know who you are. Know what you want. Know your expectations. Know where you're trying to go in life. Know what you stand for.
Yeah, stand for something, you know. And it's just kind of sad, but... on another note, with the wonderful marriages that are out there, I do know that there are some great marriages. Not a lot. I can't talk on a lot of happy, successful marriages because even people who are married, someone said something to me the other day and, you know, we were just talking and just not trying to bring up the name, but we all have struggles within our marriages, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about it and marriages work.
It is.
And
lots of work.
and she said to me, I asked the question, do you know of any happy, successful marriages?
What did she say?
She said, she know a few. They've been married 30 years. But 30 years don't mean you're happy and successful. See, people put, that's the problem with society. They think because you've been married 30 years, married 50 years, that, oh, they're happy. No, they're not. Women are going through hell in marriages.
Right.
And men.
Because you're together does not mean you're together.
Right. And that's just it. And like I said the other day, a person that's married doesn't mean that they're committed.
You goddamn right. They don't mean that they're committed.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. But, you know, she said to me, if you endure long enough.
Endure?
That's my thing.
But what do I have to endure?
I don't know, but I don't want to have to endure. Now, I know hard times. I know we're going to have struggles.
Right.
I know we're going to have arguments.
Right. But I
ain't doing it. But endure? That is a harsh word because God came so that I can have life and have life abundantly, honey.
Yeah, meaning.
Like, where that comes from?
Yeah, endure to me means deal with the bullshit.
I mean, just put endure. Up with anything and everything.
And no, I'm not doing that. No. And I'm not, we're not angry black women. However, we do have standards.
Yeah, no. You can't come home and kick me all around and take all my money and go down the street with Jill and come back with Becky and have Becky in my car.
And I'm supposed to endure.
And I'm that dear. And ooh, and I just love him. Mm-hmm. And keep praying. Girl, that ain't praying. That's voodoo. You trying to put voodoo
No, on that's crazy.
You're trying to put voodoo on
That's crazy. Girl, no. That's crazy. Mm-mm. That is crazy.
Because look, God ain't going to even, he's not going to, God, you have
God
to welcome him
no
in.
Mess.
You have to welcome him in. If he's not ready, then okay. You know, but he has to be ready. So on another note.
Yeah, she has to be ready too. Because, you know, it's a lot of cheating women out there too now.
Girl, now that's
that women cheating just as much as men these
they
days.
They cheat and they don't get caught.
Oh, because we know how to cheat.
We know how to. Maybe we need to write a book.
Did I say we know how to cheat?
You said that, hellfire. Oh! You said that. Maybe a woman needs to give the man the play.
No. We ain't giving no plays. We ain't telling our secrets.
Okay.
No, they get
caught up every time.
They need to
keep
getting caught.
Okay. So, and then speaking of that, y'all, that this is, y'all, controversial, okay? y'all, these wives running around here calling these women side chicks. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Ooh.
Definition of a side chick. The definition of a side chick is a woman who sleeps with a married man on the side.
Okay, is that
okay.
the definition? Okay.
That's their definition. I never liked that word. Not because I'm a side chick. I just don't like the word because after I got married, a lot of things made better sense to me because I was single most of my life.
Right.
So, yeah, you're a side chick, girl. You right. But when a man makes a decision to marry a woman,
okay,
that is his commitment and his vow between him and God.
And that woman.
And that woman.
Right.
That's what that is. So then he goes out and he gets him another woman.
Okay, okay, okay.
What society has done is made it all about the woman. It's not all her fault. People say, oh, well, if women wouldn't cheat, then he wouldn't have nobody to cheat with. He gonna find somebody to cheat with. If well, he do it with his hand.
Right. Yeah, if he talk to the hand.
He talk to, he gonna still, talk to.
So you think that's cheating? If he just masturbates?
Girl, that's a whole nother level. We got to talk about that next week. Come on,
that's
gonna take
subject.
Me out.
Okay, that's but, a, oh, Lord.
I'm gonna take me out.
That's a sensitive subject.
Speaking of sensitive. So, but what I don't like is that they kind of pinpoint the woman and say, oh, she's a side chick. You a side chick. But listen, your husband has made a decision to make this woman.
His lover.
His lover.
You know, I have another word for it.
Uh-huh. And so here's what I say. I'm going to take a note from Evelyn's book, Mama Evelyn. Tamar Braxton, Toni Braxton's mother.
Yeah,
she said, if you are not planning to do something about it, don't ask him the question. Let the man cheat in peace. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, let him cheat in peace.
So don't say nothing.
Don't say a word. Are you planning on leaving him?
Shit, I don't know.
So here's what I'm saying. If you don't plan on leaving your husband about what he's doing, don't ask him a question. Because all you
I'm gonna ask his ass.
That's the problem.
And I'm gonna fight his ass.
And that's
too.
The problem. Why? Why are you fighting him? Because at the end
maybe,
of the day,
maybe he'll stop once I find
girl,
out.
Bye. He is not fine. He is not gonna stop.
He's not.
He might stop with her for a minute.
Yeah, but he's gonna
and then he's
that.
Gonna find a way back, or he's gonna find a way to someone else. And so I was listening. We had went and heard some live music.
Uh-huh, the other night.
And okay. I heard the guy say, I'm with my lover and my side wife. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I heard that song.
And
before.
They were like, oh my God. So I said, you know what? My lover and my side wife. That's something that, wow.
Now that's profound.
Women, wives are becoming side wives.
Because they're not leaving. And
they
know.
Because they're not leaving.
And they
and
know
they
the man.
Know. So is it right? No, it's not right. But is it right for you to stay? That's not right either. Because one of the reasons God gave you to leave your husband
is cheating.
Adultery.
Yeah. Adultery.
Yeah. So yeah. For you.
But a lot of women don't leave because they're in certain situations where they can't leave. They have kids. They don't work.
That's
they haven't worked.
Excuses are dressed up lies to me. And that's an excuse.
Excuses are dressed up lies.
That's an dressed up lie.
But you know, some women just don't have the strength to leave. You know what I'm saying?
But why? Why
because
not?
They don't have, they feel like they don't have any foundation to stand on. They feel like, I haven't worked in 25 years. I have these kids. He's the breadwinner. I know he's cheating, but I just feel like I have nowhere to go. I have no family here. So what am I supposed to do? Do I leave and go to the shelter, or do I stay in my big 8-bedroom home and deal with this man cheating?
Here it is.
To save my lifestyle.
You can have peace in a 1-bedroom apartment, baby.
I'm not working. I can't afford a 1-bedroom apartment. And I got 4 kids.
You better plan. You better get you an exit plan. You have to get you an exit plan. I don't care if it take you a year, 2 years, 5 years. You're going to be there anyway. But you better start stashing money.
Stash the cash.
You better start stashing money and get away. And so, and I think that because you're not happy. You're not happy.
No, I'm not happy mentally, but I'm comfortable.
But you're comfortable. So when does money become more important than your peace, your sanity, your joy, your happiness? So that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
For me,
you're
not
in it for him.
Yeah.
You're in it for the money.
I'm in it for the lifestyle.
I'm the lifestyle.
And for me, money is not more important than my happiness, but for a lot of women out there, it is. It's more their lifestyle and the image and the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Are more important than the actual reality of their relationship.
Right.
Because you and I both know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of situations that they are not what they post
to be.
Right. Right. P-O-S-T.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? So you're right. A lot of us women need to find the courage, the strength to get out of situations that we totally don't agree with.
Yeah. And we hope that by you listening to us, and we're going to get a little deeper. We're going to be transparent and share some touchy subjects, share some real life experiences with you guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's be honest.
Let's be transparent. Let's be clear. Who made the rules anyway? Nothing is set in stone. Do you be free? You know, just live life.
That's it.
In all due respect, though.
That's it. And until we meet again.
Until we meet again. It is hellfire.
And this is holy water, y'all. And we are signing off.
Bye. Toodles.